Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. It's Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries, and I pray everyone's doing wonderful out there right now. And we are going to be doing our devotional. Yes, I said it all. I said all. When we come to Him, He doesn't want us to come to Him halfway with a half a heart. He wants us to come to Him with a full heart. And that's what we're going to be reading this morning and tonight or today, wherever you are listening to this around the world or whatever time you're listening to this. We're going to be starting off with Psalms 25:10. So think about these scriptures and this topic because it's so important, this devotional. So Psalms 25:10 says, Yahweh leads with unfailing love and faithfulness all who keep His covenant and obey His demands. And then another translation says, all the ways of Yahweh are kindness and love and truth and faithfulness for those who keep the covenant and His testimonials. It's about all of it, all of it. And we're going to read the devotional right now. It says, the greatest command releases the keys to my kingdom. I have many doors of blessings for you to walk through, all of them leading to a spacious place. And what is the greatest command? Yes, obedience unto death sums it up. Would I lie to you? Is it possible? I cannot reverse the pattern. For I am Yahweh, and wherever I create, and whatever I create, is perfect from the beginning. Look again at Psalms 25:10. Do you notice the pattern? The loving kindness and the truth and faithfulness. For those who keep. It is so fitting and convenient for the world to turn me into the God of every desire, flesh or spirit. Oh, how long-suffering I have been. If He, their self, made versions of me, was so loving. How many times do you think I have heard that since Adam? My response is always the same. If they, and that means you, would just keep my commandments. Yes, my child, activate my promise. Remind me of my word. All of my ways are kind, loving, and truth, and true and faithful to the obedient. I don't need perfection from you to get started. My son handled that part for you. I'm watching your heart. As a wailing heart or mind overflows into an obedient heart, which becomes an obedient life. I need your heart. Let it be unto me. A heart that sacrifices praise under all circumstances at all times. All circumstances at all times. Do this, my child. Do this and then sit back in awestruck wonder. I have more than you can ask, think, or imagine waiting for you. To know the love of Messiah that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the measure of all fullness of the Mighty One. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or imagine, according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the congregation and in Messiah Yeshua throughout all generations, forever and ever, so it be. And that is what we read here in Ephesians 3, chapter 19 to 21, and we'll read it in the New Living Testament so you get it. May you experience the love of Yeshua to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from Yahweh. Now all glory to Yahweh, who is able through His mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to Him in the assembly and in the Yeshua Messiah through all generations, forever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, I say it often here. It's so difficult for us to even come close to understand His compassion, His faith, His willingness, His mercy, His grace, His kindness, His gentleness, and everything that He gives us through Yeshua Messiah. But He wants us to take these on ourselves. There's one key to his pattern to getting it. And that's what this is all about. And everyone that's listening needs to understand it's not lip service just saying stuff. It's heart service and it's doing stuff. And it's not just doing some stuff. It's doing all stuff. All of it. And some people want to say, well, it's impossible to do it all. Our creator says, I would not give you something you can't accomplish. Some people say it's too difficult to do it all. Our creator says, Yeshua says, my yoke is easy. He wants us to do it all and not hold back. Not make excuses so we could still live in our flesh. He wants us to live in the spirit that he wants to give us. That's what he wants. That's the key. You're standing in front of the door to amazing blessings and an amazing life here and in eternity. And all you got to do is put that key and turn it. And what that is obedience. It's obedience. He says, I do not want your sacrifices of rams and bulls. I want your heart. I want your heart. It comes down to obedience. All of your heart. All obedience. He's given you the instructions. This is an open book test, folks. It's not trick questions. There's no A, B, and C answers. It's one answer he's given you. You know, when I teach my children and it comes up to a multiple question answer, I say, there's four answers. Pick the right one. If there was only one answer, how do we get it wrong? It's an open book test. And we have one answer. How do we continue to get it wrong? Obedience is the answer. We need to be obedient to his word. That is the open book test. How do we get this glory and this grace? How do we get these blessings? He's told us over and over again in the original covenant, in the renewed covenant, be obedient to my words. Know my will and follow me. Don't do it halfway. Do it all the way. That's what he tells us. That's what he shows us. That is the ultimate pattern. Obedience will be the key to everything. Everything. And people want to make excuses. The law was nailed to the cross and that's legalism. No. That's the enemy telling you those things. What does his word say? That's what you have to trust and believe. And see the blessings that come for simply being obedient to his word. People have no problem following the laws of man. They stop at a red light. And they do all these other things that the law says so they don't get a ticket from some policeman, some man-made man, some man. but they have a major issue following the laws of our creator. What is holding you back? Stop listening to the enemy. Stop listening to the lies. Stop following your flesh. And it's time we started being obedient to our creator. Just think for a moment. What if? Just think this. What if? You know, they have these diets. They say for 30 days, I'm going to go on a diet. I'm going to see how much weight I lose. What if? Just what if? I mean, I'd like to see you do it for the rest of your life. But what if you said, for this year, I'm going to listen to all the commandments in the scriptures. For this year, I'm just going to see what happens for this year. What if you do that? What if you do that? And stop listening to the enemy. Well, you can't do that. Well, you're going to mess up. Well, nobody's perfect. Well, we all sin. What if you make that effort? Watch what happens. Watch what happens. But first, we got to train ourselves to even know those commandments because so many people don't even read them. Read the commandments he's given you and follow them and watch what happens. And we don't have to follow the ones we can't follow. I'm a man. Some commandments for women. I can't follow the commandments of women. I'm not a farmer. I can't follow the commandments of a farmer. But there are commandments we could follow that are for us. And I'm going to let you in here on a little information. You're already following 90% of the commandments through your natural morality of living your life. There's only a few that you're not following, that you're able to. Start following all of them. You're already doing most of them. Just finish it off. Even a person that doesn't confess Yeshua's Messiah through natural living the right way is following most of them through morality. But it's those few that we're not following that's holding us back from receiving those blessings. So follow them. Follow them. In Psalms 40:11, it says, Yahweh, don't hold back your tender mercies from me. Let your unfailing love and faithfulness always protect me. That's what he wants it. That's what he wants. But he wants us to follow them. It says in Psalms 103:17-18, but the love of Yahweh remains forever with those who fear him. His salvation extends to the children's children, of those who are faithful to his covenant, of those who obey his commandments. This is scripture, folks. This is his pattern. His salvation extends not just to you and not just to your children, to your children's children, of those who obey his commandments. And it's not some commandments, it's all of them. He wants to be your leader. He wants you to follow him. Colossians 2:10 says, so you are complete through your union with Yeshua, who is the head of every ruler and authority. What great to choose his side of things, to choose him as your leader. How beautiful. Ephesians 1:19-20. I pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of Yahweh's power for us who believe in him. This is the same mighty power that raised Yeshua from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at Yahweh's right hand in the heaven realms. Okay, this is a desperation plea that we would understand everything we have available to us by simply being obedient to his words. And it's such a problem because it's an open book test. The answer is right there. And still people will ignore it. It's not much more. You're already doing most of it. There's just a few more to do. His Sabbath, his calendar, the tzitz, eating clean food. For some of you, not cursing. I mean, these are just a few minor things that are major in our Creator's heart that we're not doing, and we're looking the other way, but they're not difficult to follow. And it opens up the door to so many blessings. You remember the first line that we just read in Ephesians 1:19? It said, I pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of Yahweh's power for us who believe in him. And I would suggest if you don't understand the importance of following these guidelines and instructions, these commandments that he's given us, you don't understand his full power and understand the great gift that is awaiting us. Colossians 1:29 says, that's why I work and struggle so hard, depending on Yeshua's mighty power that works within me. Don't listen to the enemy through the church that's convincing people that we no longer need to follow the Jewish Old Testament. No. The full book of the Bible has been written by the hand of Yahweh. The full book of the Bible, starting in Genesis and ended in Revelations. Rip out that page in the middle that says this is old and this is new. No, it's renewed. He wanted to take it off paper and he wants it to be in our heart. So we understood it so well. The enemy has ways to get to people. And tell them, we don't need to do that, or we don't need to do that, or we could eat whatever we want, or we could do that. No, you can't pick and choose with our Creator. You can't pick and choose. It's an open book test, and you have one answer, obedient. How many of you are completely obedient, or how many of you are making up excuses or changing his word around? It says, do not add or take away, but keep my commandments. How many of you saying, well, the Sabbath, I'm going to do it on Sunday. Or Wednesday is my day of off from work, so I'll keep it on Wednesday. No, Sabbath is Saturday. His commandments. How many of you are saying, well, I could eat anything I want? No, the Bible says not to eat pork. His commandments. How many of you are following his word? And you might say, well, it's only a few things I'm not following. Those few things are keeping you from experiencing all the blessings Yahweh has for you. How about that? Why aren't you doing those few things? Is your love for the taste of pork more important than Yahweh? Is your love to please man and partake in man's desires on the Sabbath more important than pleasing our wonderful Creator? Think about these things. And he gives you this reminder. He says, look down at the tassels on your clothes, at the four corners of your clothes. Look down on them with the blue cord in them and be reminded of all Yahweh has done and given you and reminded of the commandments and everything else. But what do you look down to on your waist? Your cell phone? What's on your cell phone? Are scriptures on your cell phone filled with the commandments of our Creator? When you look down at your waist, you should be Yahweh's reminder. And Yahweh told you to wear this. Yahweh told you to wear these, to be reminded. But we're not doing these things. We're letting the enemy get in on us. That's why we sound like the world, we look like the world, we act like the world. But when you sound like Yahweh and you look like Yahweh, you experience all Yahweh has for you is wonderful power. That's why I work so hard to struggle to make sure I experience all Yeshua has to offer. Obedience is scripture. Obedience is key. Obedience. Obedience. In the original covenant, the Hebrew word Shema, Shema, Shema Israel, is frequently translated into obey and to listen in a position of submission. It's about reverence to our wonderful Creator. It's about reverence and obedience to our wonderful Creator. Obey, 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 obey. Deuteronomy 21, 18 and 19 says, if a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey the voice of the father or the voice of his mother, or through the discipline, they discipline him, not listen to them, then his father and his mother shall take hold of him and bring out to the elders of the city of the gate in the place where he lives. All he had to do was be obedient, obedient to his parents' instructions. That's all he had to be. And all we have to do is be obedient to our father. 1 Samuel 15:22, and Samuel said, Has Yahweh as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Yahweh? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams. Obedience to him. Some of you, I'm preaching to the choir because you know this, you've heard this before, but there are so many of you that call yourself believers or Christians or however you want to identify yourself, that are living, making excuses, and looking for loopholes not to follow the commandments of our Creator and understanding the blessings that come along with it. And you tell me, but Paul, that's legalism, and you got to get out of this legalism. We're not saved by works. We're saved by the blood of Yeshua. Nobody's talking about salvation here. We're talking about everything that he has to offer us for us being obedient to his guidelines and instructions. And where our truly heart really is, it's his call on that judgment day as we stand before him to decide where our heart truly was and if he knew us or he didn't know us. That's his call. But it's his word that we are to be obedient to his guideline and instructions if we want to receive all the blessings he has in store for us. And the opposite of blessings is curses. Genesis 22, 18, that's the beginning all the way. Bereshit says, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. Because you have obeyed my voice. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you are willing to be obedient, willing and obedient, then you shall eat the good of the land. And then 1 Peter 1:14, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. You see, when you now believe, or when you confess Yeshua as Messiah, something is supposed to change. Your heart. You are now to love what he loves and hate what he hates. You can no longer continue to partake in the things that your once former did and love them. And I say that because some of us might still struggle with those things. And it might not stop immediately. It should, but it might not. But if you are struggling with it, he will help you. But if you are rejoicing it, he will not help you. We need to get away from our former ways. and understand what a new circumcised heart means. Romans 6:16 says, do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness. We need to be a slave to righteousness. Joshua 1:7 says, be strong and very contagious. Be careful to obey all. That's what the devotion was about. All of the law of my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or left, that you may be successful wherever you go. All of it. Romans 16:26-27 says, but has now been disclosed, and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith. To the only wise God be glory forevermore through Yeshua Messiah. Hallelujah. Obedience of faith. 1 Peter 1:22 say, having purified the souls by your obedience to the truth of a sincere brotherly love, love for one another earnestly from a pure heart. And I see so many so-called believers, they're really make believers. Why? Because where are their actions? They're running to celebrate pagan days, but they're ignoring our Creator's calendar. You say, well, we don't have to follow certain days, but on Christmas and Easter, you're certainly there following these pagan days. But when it comes to our Creator's holy set-apart days, we're nowhere to be found. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly with a pure heart. Romans 5:19 says, for as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, this many will be made righteous. So we give examples here and have examples here. Righteousness for your children's children will be blessed. And one man's obedience, that many will be made righteous. Righteousness. The key is all of your obedience. All of your obedience. In John 14:23, it says, whoever loves me will keep my commandments. He will keep my commandments. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, therefore, my beloved brothers, be firm, steadfast, and always fully devoted to the work of Yahweh, knowing that Yahweh is your labor, that in Yahweh your labor is not in vain. And Leviticus. By the holy priest that we said, we don't want to be priests. You be priests and we'll listen to you. In Leviticus 22:31, it says, be careful to observe my commandments. I am Yahweh. John 14:21 says, for whoever has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me, loved by my Father, and two, I will love them and show myself to them. I know many good-hearted people who think they're secure and safe in our wonderful Creator. But it doesn't matter how good you seem to the world. If you continually deny His instructions, you're asking for trouble. If you continually deny His instructions, you're asking for trouble. People say, well, it's about the heart. It's not about the works. It's about if you truly have a circumcised heart, you're going to want to study, learn, and keep the commandments of our wonderful Creator. If you truly have a circumcised heart, you're going to want to please Him. You're going to show Him that love. Matthew 22:36-40 says, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Yeshua replied, love Yahweh with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. All of it. We must observe and be obedient to all of it. Nothing less. And then feeling the joy that comes from knowing a wonderful Creator and expressing his wonderful love through us, through His commandments, with all joy. Romans 15:22, so that I may come to you with all joy by Yahweh's will and in your company be refreshed. Hallelujah. 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 Psalms 119, 47 and 48 says, for I delight in your commands because I love them. I reach out for your commands, which I love, that I may meditate on your decrees. That's what we need to believe. That's what we need to think about. That's what we need to think about. Obedience. Obedience to his word. Trusting him. Trusting him. And not relying on our own plan, by relying on his plan. John 7:17 says, if anyone will is to do Yahweh's will, he will know whether the teaching from Yahweh or whether I am speaking of my own authority. That's the way to know him, to know him and be obedient to his word. That's the way to survive. Philippians 2:8 says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the stake. It's time we denied ourselves and we picked up our stake and we followed him. That's what it's time we do. I'm going to read it again. That's the scripture for the day. Philippians 2:8. Think about that. Meditate on that. Read that. Read that at least 10 times today. Read it to your children. Read it to your spouse. Read it. Hang it up in your car windshield window today. Read it. Claim it to people. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a stake. We need to be obedient and be willing to be obedient to death. Hallelujah. 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 Praise our wonderful creator, for this is the day is made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a blessed day today. You can hear more at the Suffer Well devotional series, sufferwell.org. And you go to my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org, and you can see all of our devotionals there, and you can support us there as well. Or you can go to our Patreon page at patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. I pray that you all understand the great joy and the great blessings that come along with being obedient to our wonderful creator this day and every day, to rejoice no matter what happens in our life, to be thankful for everything at every time, no matter what's going to happen today, no matter what happened yesterday. There's no negative emotions. There's nothing holding you back. You're not opening any door to the enemy. You're just going in complete joy, rejoicing, and having a blessed, great day always. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have the most blessed day ever out there. And Yahweh be with you as you're with him in obedience to his word, obedience unto death. And thank you. And may our creator bless you today and always. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
June 11th through 13th, Real Life Church will be hosting the 2020 Women's Retreat. The theme is Run Your Race. Reserve your free seat at reallifepsl.com. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day, pastored by Pastor Terry Owen.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.
This is Pastor Sam Chess from Grace Emmanuel Church, inviting you to tune in right here to WCNO 89.9 FM, for the Grace Alive radio broadcast. This program airs Sundays at 9 a.m. and again at 9 p.m. and a brand new time on Fridays at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. You'll hear a sermon followed by a roundtable discussion about the sermon by our pastors. We look forward to spending time